International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
It's 5:45, time to cross the Tasman now. Donna DeMayo's with us in Australia. Morning, Donna.
Good morning.
So, Karen Andrews, it's an interesting story. This, I mean, if you can't find anyone, you can't find anyone, can you?
This is fascinating. Karen Andrews is a Gold Coast MP, former Coalition Cabinet Minister, and she's come out and said, well, she could not convince a woman to run for Liberal pre-selection. She's held the seat for about 14 years, and she says, as she put it, could not get that any woman over the line, and she's disappointed. They had an internal Liberal National Party vote to find a candidate, and she said that she found it enormously frustrating, I should say. She approached a number of women, but simply had no luck. Interestingly, there was a review after the 2022 federal election that recommended that the party adopt a target for 50% female representation within a decade. Well, I don't know if this is going to be successful, as you can imagine. She said that basically women are reluctant to put themselves and their families through constant criticism and constant negativity. So, yes, a bloke is set to stand in that seat at the next federal election.
Okay, so who's winning this one? The comedian, the mum or the baby? And where's the public on this?
Oh, I tell you what, they've held many, many polls. I mean, Australia is a country divided on this. This US comedian, Arj Barker, had about 700 people in his audience, and he asked a woman and a baby and her baby to leave his show because the baby was making gurgling noises and so forth. And he said he felt really awkward about it. The woman thought he was kidding when he first asked her to leave, but no, he was deadly serious. He was not kidding around and joking, and he just said afterwards, well, it's a 15-plus show. He made the decision on behalf of the 700 others who were being distracted. He was definitely being distracted, felt it was being, the baby was disrupting his flow. But subsequently, yes, we're still talking about it. Was it the right thing for him to do? And the woman, unfortunately, still feels, quite embarrassed. And she said she felt humiliated about what happened.
Good to talk to you. You have a good one. And I'll catch up with you in a couple of days. Donna DeMayo out of Australia for us this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.